This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Susan Nash's name is synonymous with the Western Illinois Regional Council. She served as its executive director for 36 years. Nash recently stepped down from that position. I talked to her about her career and recent retirement. Nash says she kind of grew up with the job. She started at the Regional Council in 1978 as an intern. It was solely a regional planning agency at the time. She became executive director in 1981. After that, the agency started adding more services. She says it now has 29 employees and a $4.7 million budget. Nash says the agency gets about 35% of its funding from the federal government. The rest is a combination of local and state funding. Nash says the decision to retire was difficult. She says the outstanding staff at the Regional Council allowed the agency to grow through the years.
We're a multifaceted organization from the standpoint that, you know, we started as a regional planning agency to provide grant writing and technical assistance to communities in our six counties, and then we expanded into community action programs to provide basic necessities and a variety of programs to persons who are income eligible. And then we started our victim services component for victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. So it's a unique organization. It's a multifaceted organization. So there certainly is, you know, a lot of different aspects of the job. There's a lot of different programs that help fund the organization and keep us in a position that we are able to provide services to the various entities and individuals.
Can the Regional Council continue to afford to provide all those services, given the problems with the state budget and what's going on at the federal level, too?
We are doing our best right now. I think we've been a fairly mean and lean operation, as I would like to say. We haven't overspent. We haven't overhired. We've really tried to keep our operation fairly small and fairly lean. Unfortunately, with some of the state, budget impasse at this juncture, I have had to lay two persons off within my victim services department, and that was, you know, the victim services director and then also the client intake data specialist. And certainly that has impacted the victim services department from the standpoint that the number of persons requiring and needing our assistance within victim services has not changed. However, there are fewer staff persons in order to be able to provide those services. And, you know, I'd have to say that the staff have really stepped up to the plate to a level of stress, I would say, on them and, trying to make sure that we are able to maintain, you know, the high quality services. Within the rest of the organization, thus far, the Community Development Department has been doing quite well in terms of grants being funded and, you know, then us being able to administer those grants for the area communities. The Community Action Agency has done fairly well as well to this point. However, with the budget that is being proposed by the new administration, lots of the programs are being earmarked for zero funding. And so it says to me that we have to be quite careful. I think any social service agency needs to be quite careful in terms of how they move ahead.
You mentioned you've added services over the years. Why did you choose those particular services to add to what the Regional Council does?
Well, actually, it wasn't something that we necessarily looked at going forward. As I said, we were originally a regional planning agency. And in 1981, when President Reagan passed the Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act, they block granted all the federal programs to the state. And we had been quite reliant on direct federal funding. However, with that Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act, it really kind of threw all of us into a competitive mode, you know, all the agencies within the state and within the nation. And we fell, quite frankly, on quite hard times for a period of time. And, you know, we would write our grants or whatever, and if we got one or two funded, we were, you know, very, very pleased. However, The state actually at the part it was at the time it was the Department of Local Government Affairs. After I assumed responsibility as an executive director in 1981, approached myself as well as my board in terms of expanding into community action programs. That would be the energy assistance program, the weatherization program, and the community services block grant program. That was not something that we looked at doing, but they came to us and said, we would like you to consider expanding into offering these services.
What about during your years in charge of the regional council, what would you say was the organization's biggest accomplishment? Can you cite one?
I would have to say that I'm not sure if I can cite one because whenever we were, I think rising to the challenges that we faced was always a big, big accomplishment because we faced so many of them. And I think that tenacity and has just been, you know, so awe-inspiring. And I would say that's one of the big ones, you know. And I think, you know, and I say that as a team, as a group.
Susan Nash retired last month as executive director of the Western Illinois Regional Council. However, she's still working there to help the agency with the transition to its new executive director, who is Sean Pritchard. He was born in Fort Madison. He has regional planning experience. Pritchard is returning to the area after spending a number of years in California. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.